Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, March 29th. We're nearing the end of the month. Got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Happy Monday to everyone. Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice week. I think we're going to see a beautiful spring week. Of course, we're still coming off of a few scattered rain showers and chilly temperatures from the weekend. Joseph, what did you see over the weekend?
Busy Sunday and a not busy Saturday. Saturday was a wonderful day. I think we had temperatures in the mid-60s, busy outside, like just driving into work. You could tell people wanted to be outside. It was our warmest March day.
Warmest of the year, wonderful too, right?
Yeah, warmest of the year as well, until we get to maybe Wednesday this week. So we'll talk about that in just one second. But it was a wonderful day. So Saturday was kind of relaxed, but we were gearing up for what was going to arrive on Sunday, which we had a pretty potent cold front. Didn't bring in a lot of rain for us, but it did stir things up across the state. It was just a major contrast. I mean, on Saturday, it was pretty much 70 degrees over near like Pendleton and Central Oregon, and then cold air rushing in, so we had wind really kicking up. So we had, I think, a wind gust in Portland about 35 miles per hour, but the main like concern was Central and Eastern Oregon. They had, I think, a 73 mile per hour wind gust over in Pendleton, 55 in Madras. I think Bend was almost about the same. So very dusty. There was some power outages. There was even a fire that started in Deschutes County.
Wow.
The Bull Springs fire. So that could happen at any time of the year. So very busy Sunday for those folks east of the Cascades.
I think it's crazy how quickly the weather can just flip a switch. You know, we go from the mid-60s on Saturday to the 50s with some rain and gusty winds, just a blustery day compared to the previous day. And I think a lot of folks try to not believe that it's going to happen, you know, in the sense, you know, Saturday was so great. How could Sunday be this bad? Yeah. And I'm talking about our co-anchor, Carly Canelli. She was telling me that she had a golf session planned for Sunday. So all last week I was telling her, the weekend's gonna be lovely, but Sunday you gotta watch it. She told me that they still ended up going in the afternoon to golf, but they were met with a lot of breezy winds and then the rain came. So I think she really wanted the weather to play out like the day before, and I think she cut her game at the ninth hole because she was just tired of being cold and wet. So it is kind of funny how spring weather, you kind of get a mixed bag even over a two-day stretch.
Yeah, very quick. And that's not the type of golfing weather you want. Saturday was the golfing day. Sunday was not quite. Although Oregonians will like golf in just about anything, it was so breezy. And I don't think that's something you'd want to play in. So good for her, though, for still giving a shot and going out there for, you know, half of it.
Yeah. I hear she's a pretty good golfer. So I know she's out there quite often and has
she's
golfed
very enthusiastic
through.
About it.
Right. Yeah. Has golfed through a lot of weather. So that's a bummer that it kind of happened right as we finished the weekend. But I think this whole week makes up for that quick burst of weather on Sunday, because we may see our warmest day of the year in the middle of the week and plenty of sunshine to go around. We're starting Monday off with a few scattered rain showers and still some lingering low snow levels, too. I know, Joseph, you're watching all weekend. As that system came in, it dropped our snow levels down to about 1,000 feet going into Sunday night and Monday.
Yeah, it was looking pretty consistent that we could possibly get some snow down to 1,000 feet, but it mixed down even to about 500. I saw some reports down to about 300, 350 feet in areas of Clackamas County. So it was cold aloft, and it really, you know, it just brought in like just a little spurt of snowfall here or there. It wasn't consistent. And then it kind of hung around, I think, through the morning hours, but we lost most of the moisture at that point in time, so.
Yeah, I think the West Hills did see some flurries flying around. At least the radar showed that this morning, but we're not expecting anything to stick, and we just kind of warm up going into today. We push out the moisture, so showers just decrease into the afternoon. So, you know, the second half of Monday, I think we'll see mostly cloudy skies, even a few sun breaks. Mm-hmm. Temperature still a little cool in the low 50s for Monday, but then Tuesday shapes up nicely. We start to build up some high pressure, and I think Tuesday is going to be day one of, you know, 4 days of just beautiful spring weather.
Yes, we have a wonderful stretch on the way. You know, I suspect last night that maybe there's a few more flurries around, but I think it kind of goes back to what you were mentioning. Like, people just don't want it right now. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to see it. So I think I didn't really get all the reports, but the radar is definitely showing it. But we are drying up. We are clearing out, and wonderful weather by Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we get an extra boost where we have temperatures really flourishing. We had mid-60s Saturday. I think we could get upper 60s, maybe even near 70 degrees on Wednesday. What do you think about that?
Yeah, right now I'm forecasting upper 60s, but, you know, I think tomorrow as our next model runs come around, just to see how strong that high pressure gets, because as soon as we clear out the clouds, I think there's a chance we do hit 70. So my forecast right now, still upper 60s, but we really do warm up by Wednesday. That's going to feel nice under the sun.
Yeah, even if we stop at like 67 or something, we don't end up, you know, topping off near 70. Like, I'm good with that. Like, I was good with 65 on Saturday, and I think a majority of us, you know, it's a little bit warmer than your perfect temperature, but it's great. I'll take upper 60s even if we fall short, but you know, I'm rooting for 70. If you listen to our climate, like, March climate podcast earlier, we mentioned that I think it's March 30th is typically our first 70-degree day.
Of the year.
So, yes, of the year. So, and we're going to be very close, maybe.
We are very close. It's about that time. So the weather's kind of playing out how we typically see it in terms of climate and our first 70-degree day of the year. So that's exciting. You know, I'm looking forward to this nice week. And going into Thursday and Friday, we're still under dry conditions. Temperatures are still pleasant. They do cool slightly. I think I have the low 60s both Thursday and Friday. Partly sunny skies, maybe a few more clouds here and there. But just some nice weather for outdoor activities all week long. And I know along the waterfront here in Portland, I've been running around there through the afternoons, and the cherry blossoms are out now. So they don't last for long. I would definitely go out and try and check out cherry blossoms in your neighborhood or maybe the waterfront if you can this week under the sunshine.
Yeah, you get days like yesterday that are very windy and kind of cold, and it kind of ruins some of the, you know, the spring look. Might blow some of those you know, blossoms off. So I'm glad it kind of held off for a couple days, and I think this week they're really going to look so nice. I've been follow Kelly on Twitter, because she's been posting photos of it, so you can see how it's been like slowly unfolding to this beautiful spring scene. And so I'm looking forward to it this week. You better take more photos is what I'm requesting.
Yeah. Well, I think Tuesday I'll be running around the river, so there may be an update. Follow me on Twitter. You can see, you know, my photos outside. But I'm curious if the winds did blow away any of the cherry blossoms, because it is a very delicate tree.
Yeah.
I have seen a lot of daffodils out, you know, the big yellow bellflower looking type of plants. They're everywhere now. So, you know, it really feels like springtime, at least with these temperatures in place this week, which is exciting. So to get, you know, a chance for a flurry this morning, I have to say I'm completely over it. Like, it can just go away if it wants to. But we were a little cold this morning, so that was probably quite a sight for some folks who did see some flurries out.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that for tomorrow morning. We may have some frost out there. I know a lot of folks are, you know, my coworker Wayne on the weekend was just talking about how he did a bunch of gardening. And so it's going to get cold out there. You may have to prepare for some frost around the area, especially I think outside of Portland, but pretty cold in the morning still. So we're still in that transition period. We could use probably some more showers. I mean, we fell pretty far behind as far as our rain totals went for this March as well. So
yeah, it's been dry this month. I'm looking at totals now. Rain totals for March in Portland, 1.51 inches, so about an inch and a half, which is well below normal. We should be just over 3 inches of rain. We're missing 1.85 inches. this point in the month. So, you know, we're likely not going to finish up the month with rain. You know, it's all sunshine here. So going down as a dry March for sure. Temperatures also slightly cooler too. I think our morning temperatures have really played a part with those averages being below normal so far this month. We just started off real cold. And again, like you mentioned, Tuesday morning will likely be near freezing in Portland and for many neighborhoods, same for out to the valley. And then a chance for some patchy frost too on roadways and sidewalks.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we talk about the only 1.5 inches of rain for March, but we had like 3 really good snowstorms where we had winter weather advisories. So we just didn't get that like atmospheric river type of moisture for us for the valley this month. We did have multiple systems, but they just didn't bring in the consistent rain for the valley. But the orographic lift really proved to be worthy for the mountains, and a lot of snowfall this March. I mean, we had 3 systems that brought in, you know, close to 1 foot of snow to maybe slightly under, including, you know, we had snow last night. So interesting we didn't get the rain.
It is interesting when you think of it, you know, the valley compared to the mountains, but it's also extremely good to see the snow falling. Our snowpack is pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. At least when I checked last week, our snowpack percent of normal was above normal. So in the Willamette Basin, which hosts Mount Hood, we're seeing a very healthy percentage of snowpack, getting more than we typically do at this point in the year. So those weather systems that rolled in this month have been a great setup. You know, those systems drop the snow level, so more surface area collects snow, and that's what we want for water supply going into springtime and irrigation around the valley. And I think we have improved our drought across the state just due to snowfall up in the mountains, and also some rainy moments too. But we have decreased drought, you know. There is still a lot of drought across Oregon, but I think just seeing the snow in terms of recreation is also wonderful. Folks are able to find days to go ski where that snow level stays around 4,000 feet, and that's a good day of skiing, especially if you compare that with some sunshine.
Yes, yes. Very exciting. If you got a spring pass, if you have the pass all year, then you've just been really rich in skiing and snowboarding this year. It's been fairly cool too. I think we were below average for the month for the most part. So I think that's helped out as far as, you know, keeping the snow levels a little bit lower and allowing for that opportunity for some snow. We'll see. I mean, we know April is supposed to bring showers for, you know, flowers in May. So maybe we'll have a wet April. That's kind of the way that rolls. But it's interesting how we haven't been very wet so far.
I wonder if we'll see any tornadoes because, you know, in spring we can sometimes pop up a weak event, you know, an EF0, right. EF1, maybe even EF2. So we should make a bet, Joseph. Do you think we'll see tornadoes through springtime?
I think we typically, I'd place a bet that we have a shot for a couple weak tornadoes. I know our last, like, 6, 7, 8 tornadoes have all been EF0 tornadoes. So I'm not sure if we'll see anything stronger than that, but I would at least bet on a weak one.
Yeah, it seems to be like the southwest hills of Washington, you know, out towards you know, Highway 30, and then moving into that Vancouver area, those counties, Clark, Cowlitz County, and then Washington County, tends to be a hot spot. Same for the coast too. Near Manzanita, we sometimes can get some cells that rev up and just travel towards the northeast. So I would also bet we see something this spring where a system or a weak tornado maybe rips off a couple of roofs or shingles from roofs, causes some very strong winds for several minutes. So we'll be watching that as we head into springtime, but at least this week, not really seeing much active weather at all.
No. Looks pretty tame for the definitely the midsection. So today might be our busiest day as far as any sort of anything going on, precipitation, a little bit of wind still for eastern Oregon, but we're smooth sailing midweek.
We are. And Easter is on Sunday. That's always a fun time. Right now, we're looking at a chance for showers both Saturday and Sunday, although those showers look weak and pretty scattered. So it's a trend that's still setting up, but it looks like a low system will kind of graze our area. So we'll bring back a chance for some light showers, more clouds, and cooler temperatures over the weekend. So that is at least on the plate right now.
Yeah. As far as low elevation snow goes, I mean, today might have been... That might be it. last night, once we get into April, it's very tough for us to really see anything. So I've been actually kind of surprised by how low some of the snow levels have been here towards the end of end of March. So we'll see what early April brings. Maybe we'll continue the trend of some cooler weather, you know, temperatures in the 50s and lower snow levels. But I think, I'm not sure if we'll see anything down in the valley.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this week would be a great one to make some plans outside, yard work, build the garden. Keep in mind, morning temperatures will still be close to freezing, so if there's any sensitive plants, but getting exercise outside, hitting some hikes. I know there is still a lot of snow, close to 4,000 feet, so keep that hike you plan to the lower elevations, at least for now, this point in the season. But yeah, just a wonderful week. Joseph, do you have a day that you're looking forward to?
Oh, Wednesday.
Yep. That's going to be an awesome day. Hopefully the warmest day so far this year, tank top weather possibly.
Yes, let's bring it. Let's hit set. I want to hit 70, so hashtag shoot for 70. I'm not sure if that will stick, but I'm
sunny. Sunny and 70? That could be a good
sunny
hashtag.
Sunny and 70. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah.
Smiling in the 70s? That works too.
If you're listening to this, go ahead. Shoot us a
hashtag.
Catchy hashtag, yeah.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the week. I think we'll cap off the podcast here, but thanks for tuning in, and we'll give you an update next Monday in your next Your Weather Week podcast. See you later.
It's going to be April.
The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.